This is Digital Dave, and I'm talking with Ms. Carrie Ward and Mr. Mike McCabe. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. And you're here from Cruise Flight, which I'm not familiar with that at all.
Well, we're excited to be here and talk about Cruise Flight. Cruise Flight is a new concept that our company has created, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It is going to be a Caribbean cruise on Holland America Cruise Lines, and it's going to have an aviation theme. We hope to take over 1,000 people on the cruise, all of whom have an interest in aviation, whether you're a pilot or a mechanic, an air traffic controller or a plane spotter, whatever your interest in aviation is. We've created this week-long cruise that we hope will really provide a unique at-sea experience for aviation people and allow them to enjoy the camaraderie of the world of aviation while on a Caribbean cruise.
Okay, so you're saying Holland America actually is going to have an aircraft carrier and we're going to actually do aviation at sea.
Shh, quiet. We haven't mentioned that to them yet.
If only that were the case. We do have a lot of really exciting activities that we are going to partake in. My personal favorite is we are going to visit St. Martin and head over to Maho Beach.
Oh, no, and stand there where the 747s fly over your
head? Heck yes.
Oh, my goodness. And hang on to the fence.
Have you done that before?
Of course not, but I've seen the videos.
Now you have to come and be able to say you can mark that off your bucket list.
I've been blown over the beach by a 747. Yes,
I've never done that.
And this is something you plan on doing?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the excursions.
Yep.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
And for the rare person out there who may not be familiar with what we're talking about, go to our website, cruiseflight.com, and the opening, the landing page will give you a complete view of what that's about. We've got some amazing video that Carrie actually took on a recent trip there that clearly explains what we're talking about. If you haven't seen it, it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, it sounds wild. I mean, what kind of events do you have aboard ship? Piloting contests, drinking contests. I mean,
well, I don't know about the latter there, but we do have a lot of aviation focused activities.
Okay.
The thing that we're really excited about is we have a great list of aviation experts who are going to be joining us on board to give some unique presentations on those kinds of things that they're a specialist in. Included in that list of folks, we have Rick Siegfried, who's a 30-year pilot for a major U.S. airline, in addition to being an established Reno racer, and he's the immediate past president of Warbirds of America. So he has an amazing aviation career to talk about. In addition to him, we have Greg McWhirter, who is a past Blue Angel commander. And we're really excited about him and the opportunity that he can come and talk to us about the Blues, about his leadership of the team, and what it's like to be a naval aviator. He's a great presenter, and we're looking forward to having him. And in addition, we also have John Cudahy, who is the president of the International Council of Air Shows, who is going to give us a unique perspective to the air show industry. And those are just the beginning of our key presenters. We expect to be announcing several more very soon. In addition to that, we're going to have a number of educational seminars on board, including at least 4 different wings presentations, so you can earn some wings credit while you're on the cruise.
Wow. Cruise is going to depart from Florida?
Fort Lauderdale on March 26th.
Correct.
Yep.
Seven-day cruise.
7 days, 36 nights, right?
Of course. Would have it no other way.
Yep. That sounds good to me.
Yep.
No. And how many people you... can you accommodate? That's the question.
We can, in this group, we can accommodate up to approximately 1,000 people.
Okay.
Number varies a little bit depending on who brings kids and that sort of thing.
No kids.
And kids are welcome.
Okay, but, kids are welcome.
We're actually going to have some specific activities for kids on board. So we definitely encourage, we think this is a great way to bring your family and allow them to experience your passion a little bit as well.
Okay. Can we fly RC off the Fantail? Drones? Anything?
Probably not. Not this first one, but we do expect to have some other aviation-related activities at some of the port stops. We expect to do some unique airport tours, and we expect to have some aviation experiences, including the opportunity to fly over the Caribbean in a float plane. And
oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Some other aviation activities that we're working on as well, and starting to arrange aircraft for. Those details will be coming in the weeks to come, and again, that'll all be available on cruiseflight.com.
Okay, now you've got my interest. What's your projected price?
Well, pricing starts at about $1,000 per person. All cabins are double occupancy, and we have cabins in every class and in every type on the ship. We've worked really well with Holland America to put together a great selection. The pricing is, we think, very, very competitive. We're encouraging people to compare with just an average cruise, what we're doing, we're very excited about the pricing we've been able to produce for this.
Okay.
And actually, we have a special, this week only, we're giving $100 onboard credit per person who books here at Oshkosh.
Oh, sure. Make it hard to say no.
I'm just saying, you know, cruise, $100 fun onboard credit.
Get blown over the beach by a jet. I mean, you can pass that up.
What's better than that? So
exactly.
We're really excited about it. The world of affinity cruising is just the real growth area in travel today. And when we began exploring this over 2 years ago, just all the work we've done over the 2 years has indicated that this is going to be an amazing program. We expect that this is the premier cruise. We expect to do this many other cruises in the future. And the response we've had here so far at Oshkosh has been great. It's been amazing. We've actually had some representatives from Holland America here with us. They're thrilled by what they're seeing. So this is really a ground floor opportunity to come and join us on what we are certain will turn into an annual great event.
And be the first. Mm-hmm. I was the first.
There you go.
I was there.
Yeah, there you go. I did it. Mm-hmm. And I got the embarrassing YouTube video to prove it.
Never.
No, we'll censor all those.
Oh, sure you will. The one where the guy's hanging on the beach and the bathing suit isn't. But anyway.
So what do you think? Have we convinced you? You're going to come along and join us?
I wouldn't mind. I've never been on a cruise in any way, shape, or form.
Then you will enjoy it a lot. I mean, I was one of the original people that when a cruise was first proposed to me by my family many years ago, I was really kind of reluctant. But after my first opportunity, by the end of that first week, it was all they could do to get me off the ship.
There you go.
The opportunity to travel on a cruise line, it's just so great. You unpack once, you're there, you have a whole team of people in the crew who are just dedicated to looking after every need that you have. And you have a great selection of opportunities of things to do or not. The great thing about a cruise ship is you can be as involved and engaged as you want. Or not. You can spend time with your family. You can spend time alone. It's really, truly the best of both worlds. And everyone that I've ever talked to has found that to be the case as well.
One thing I would love to do on a cruise, and I don't know if they even do it, and this is a weird request. I want to get off the coast enough to get away from land and away from land glow and then darken the ship because I want to see what a real night sky looks like.
Well, you will be amazed by what you see because the ships generally travel at night between the ports. That's the most efficient way for them. And while some of the itinerary takes you fairly close to some of the islands and you can see the glow from some of the cities, a lot of it is you're out at sea and you will see an amazing sky like you've never seen before and just off the veranda in your cabin or on the decks of the ship. It's just amazing. And anyone who has any interest in that sort of thing will just be blown away by it. It's unlike anything you'll see at home.
I definitely want to. It sounds like fun.
It is.
We better get going because I'm sure it's booking up.
It is. We're excited about how it's going. If people are interested, we would encourage them to act as soon as possible for the best selection of cabins available. And right now we have cabins available in every category. And take a look at cruiseflight.com. Gives you all the details. If you want to make a reservation, there's the opportunity to do that right on the website.
Good. So you have like steerage grade cabins because that's probably what I can afford.
We have everything from inside cabins up to and including the penthouse. And if you like, I'll send over the price list on the penthouse.
Oh, sure. Make me drool. It has windows, right?
Yeah. The penthouse is pretty nice. But no, we do have that. But we really have cabins in every category. Most of the cabins have verandas. The pricing is very competitive, as I said. And again, if you look at cruiseflight.com, you'll see all the details. There are pictures of the cabins. There are deck plans. The opportunity, you can select the specific cabin you want. There's a lot of detail on there. And again, the pricing is very competitive.
Now, you're chartering the whole ship.
No, we're not chartering the whole ship on this. We are limiting ourselves to just approximately 1,000 people for this first cruise. So there will be other non-aviators on board. But we will have this whole series of very specific events. In addition to the educational opportunities we talked about, there are going to be a whole bunch of social events. There are going to be several cocktail parties, special dinners for all of our attendees, and opportunities to do a lot of socializing.
Very cool. Very cool. Rub elbows. I could use to do that.
Well, it is. And it's like I said, the great thing about a cruise is you have an opportunity to spend some time with a lot of like-minded people as much as you want. Or not. You know, if you want to spend quality time with your family, if you just rather relax by the pool and enjoy the day, all of those options are available to you, and you get to make those choices each day, every day throughout the cruise.
stop. I want to quit my job now and just cruise. That sounds like so much more fun.
Well, that's actually our secret plan. We're trying to figure out a way to do that full time.
To get paid to stay on the ship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, what was the purser's name in Love Boat? Grover? Something like that? I don't remember.
Gopher.
Gopher, that's it. Yeah, okay, Gopher.
No, I'm going to be Captain Steubing.
Wow, are we dating ourselves here or what?
I know all the characters. Yeah, we already tried to say I was Julie. It's fine.
Yeah. Which one, the young one or the original?
No, there was Captain Stubbe's daughter what it was. That's who you're thinking of. That wasn't Julie.
Julie was the original cruise director, and then Captain Stubbe's daughter. But I will bet everybody listening, regardless of age, knows most of those characters anyway.
Yeah, so. Probably. Do we have to sing the theme to get on?
No, but I'm seeing...
You do.
The Love Boat.
And I'm seeing you as Isaac the bartender, and for the benefit of your listeners, I just did the little move with the fingers.
The fingers,
okay.
Hey.
Yep, so...
Stop back to pick you up later.
Okay.
All right, but I digress. All right, so where the website again?
Website is cruiseflight.com. Has all the information that you need on it, and a lot of good detail on it, and that great video of Maho Beach. So please take a look at it and enjoy it.
Definitely. Where are you on the field?
We are in Hangar C in booth 3175. And that's we're right across from the Sun and Fun booth, so we're not hard to find.
You actually got her to sit still in a booth?
For limited periods of time.
Yeah, like 5 minutes at a crack.
No, we have a team of folks here, so we're all working on it. Stop by the booth. It can answer all your questions, show you a lot more detail about the ship. We have some computers set up over there. We can show you everything you need. Make a reservation for you if you'd like to.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for coming over, Mr. Mike McCabe, and, of course, the lovely Carrie Ward.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate the opportunity.
Very good. This is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio.